Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies, lower 30s. We'll see wind gusts at 20. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, lower 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, lower 40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies will drop down to 33. As into Saturday, mostly cloudy rain. We'll see highs at 43. Right now, it's 25.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Former Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell has been fined $25,000 for violating state campaign laws. The Kansas Governmental Ethics Commission yesterday fined O'Donnell for 9 violations from 2015 to 17, including using campaign money for personal use and fraudulent reporting. He was also accused of giving campaign funds to 4 friends who he said were campaign workers. Half of the fines will be forgiven if O'Donnell pays $12,500 within 90 days. Kansas gun rights supporters are pushing to lower the age of concealed carry firearms from 21 to 18. Representative Blake Carpenter, a Kansas State Rifle Association lobbyist on Wednesday, told the State House Committee that Kansans under 21 already are allowed to carry guns openly, but are breaking the law if they put on a coat to cover the holster. Opponents of the bill say younger people have less developed decision-making abilities. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The Sunflower State reported an increase of 3,262 cases of COVID-19 in the period of Monday to Wednesday, bringing the pandemic total to 272,517 for the state. The number of deaths also increased in the two-day period by 96, bringing the Kansas death toll from the virus to 3,718. The state says it has seen an improvement in the numbers over the past 2 to 3 weeks. For the months of November and December, Kansas saw an average of 28 deaths per day, and the average peaked at 53 per day for the 7 days that ended January 1st. The state is now reporting an average of 20 deaths per day for the 7 days that ended yesterday. Barton County Tuesday received its shipment of 300 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, and yesterday it gave all of them out in about 2 hours. KWCH-TV reports the doses were administered in Barton County's second drive-through clinic in the past week. Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Highway safety advocates are urging Nebraska lawmakers to tighten state seatbelt requirements that are among the loosest in the nation. The National Conference of State Legislatures says Nebraska is one of 9 states that only require seatbelts for front seat passengers. Violations are also considered a secondary offense, meaning police can't cite someone for not wearing a seatbelt unless they've stopped the vehicle for some other reason. Nebraska's unemployment held steady last month at 3%, and the state has tied with South Dakota for the nation's lowest rate. The State Department of Labor says Nebraska's rate hasn't changed since October and is the same rate as the rate from September to December of 2019. Labor Commissioner John Albin says Nebraska employment has recovered significantly since April of 2020. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Thursday Nebraska news on the Mid-America Network.
When you are not feeling well, the last thing you need is a long wait for a diagnosis. At Community Healthcare System, we've added in-house nuclear medicine to our list of services. Nuclear medicine offers an imaging procedure that helps evaluate organ function and speeds up diagnosis. An in-house service means patients don't have to wait for a mobile provider to arrive. Community Healthcare System offers care at the speed of life. Learn more about COVID-19 safety and our range of services online at chcsks.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and unanimously approved a $54,000 request for uniform attraction signage in the community. This would include multiple welcome and informational signs, as well as directional signage for museums, public buildings, and facilities. A volunteer committee had met with various parties in designing and locating Phase 1 signage that would be funded in part through contributions from the Marysville Community Foundation, several service clubs, and local museums, representing 40% of the cost, which would include installation. A motion was approved for $10,000 to purchase a vacant building at 616 Broadway, which is immediately west of a Lifetime Murals on the Pony Express Plaza. The building is in disrepair, and the city attorney cited potential liability and the desire to protect the murals from adjacent collapse or demolition. Councilmember Terry Hughes expressed that the property owner should be responsible for any liability. It was noted that with the purchase, the city would take ownership, allowing additional green space for downtown activities and the additional costs that could be incurred if condemnation proceedings were undertaken instead. The motion passed 7-1 with Hughes voting no. The city of Marysville has been approved for a $25,000 grant that would fund a discovery play area. A location would need to be determined. It was suggested a committee involving various citizens be developed to study the possibilities. Anyone interested in serving on the committee is encouraged to contact City Administrator Austin St. John. Council consider future outdoor events as the COVID pandemic continues. It's hoped that spring and summer outdoor events such as the Mother's Day Market and the car show could be held. Indoor events were mentioned, and comment was the public should be aware of the risks, with consensus that changes could be made if conditions warrant. A condemnation hearing was held for a garden apartment complex at 210 North 10th Street that's in disrepair, with significant structural issues presenting safety concerns. Taxes are delinquent for several years. Remaining tenants have been advised to relocate. A realtor has contacted the owner, Julie Murphy, who is asking additional time to address issues and consider sale of the property. An extension of condemnation proceedings for 90 days was approved unanimously. Low bid for a new mower from Blue Valley Trailer Sales was approved, as well as purchase of a new police vehicle and a new truck for the city inspector. Consideration of financing options for the new fire station was discussed, along with adding concrete versus gravel parking at an additional cost of $73,000. Councilmember Diane Schroeder spoke against.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies, lower 30s.
The annual meeting of the Marshall County Conservation District was held Wednesday afternoon. There was no banquet this year due to the COVID restrictions. Ruth Shotty of Bremen, recognized as the Windbreak Award winner. Marge Zedek, Provost of Clyde, the Bankers Association Soil Conservation Award winner. Jason Kohorst of Hanover, selected to fill the 12th Judicial District judgeship vacancy by the recent retirement of Paul Monty in Washington County. Kohorst serves as a probation officer in Beatrice and was one of four candidates interviewed last week. He will serve a year and then face a retention vote for a four-year term. The 12th District includes Cloud, Jewell, Lincoln, Mitchell, Republic, and Washington counties. No weather-related school postponements or cancellations to report this morning. John V. Cook, age 82, of Baileyville, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 11 a.m., with a rosary at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Lower Funeral of Seneca in charge of arrangements for John Cook. Walter C. Shonick, age 98, of Odell, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Odell Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8, at the Vance Curtis Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements for Walter Shonick. Sharon L. Schnapp, age 80, of Dubois, passed away January 13. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m., at the Dubois United Methodist Church. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery. We're a mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Sharon Schnapp. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork chop, baby bakers, zucchini and tomatoes, and plums. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, cornbread, scallop potato, mixed veggie, and pineapple. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we're finally seeing some quiet weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, and that will continue as we head into tomorrow night. Some areas will see some clouds. Some areas will see partly sunny skies across the central east central parts of the Midwest. Otherwise, our next low pressure system will move across the central east central parts of the Midwest as we head into the weekend, bringing some rain showers. Some areas will see a little bit of some wintry mix and snow. Temperature wise, we're going to see some warmer temperatures as we head into Friday and Saturday, then a cool down for Sunday. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, lower 30s. We'll see wind gust at 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, lower 40s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, 33. For Saturday, cloudy skies with rain likely. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late January, 42, record high on this date, 69. The average low, 18, the record low, 20 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:37. Sunset this evening at 5:34. 25 degrees in Marysville this morning. Be aware, still some slick spots round and about. We have no weather-related postponements or cancellations to report. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 28th of January. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Put your stimulus check or tax return to work. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville. Or online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
A new face in Houston. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Houston Texans have filled the final head coaching vacancy of the 2021 hiring cycle, agreeing to terms with Ravens passing game coordinator and wide receivers coach David Culley to be their next head coach. Culley has 27 years of experience as an NFL assistant. He's the first black man to be hired as a head coach this year. The Ravens will receive two third-round compensatory picks for Culley's hiring. NBA, a matchup between the top teams in the East and West, came down to the final play.
Harris drives on Caruso, hangs, fires, shoots, and makes it with 2.4 to go. The Lakers don't have timeout. Sixers lead by one. Caruso looking to inbound. Inbound, it goes to Davis. Davis dribbling with Embiid there. He throws it up, and no good. And the Sixers beat the Lakers 107-106.
The call on WPEN, Tobias Harris's jumper with seconds left, helped the 76ers edge the Lakers 107-106. The Seattle Seahawks have released offensive lineman Chad Wheeler after he was formally charged with first-degree domestic violence assault, domestic violence unlawful imprisonment, and resisting arrest. In a statement, the team said it strongly condemned Wheeler's actions and offered their thoughts and support to the victim. On the college hardboards, number 2 Baylor had its running shoes on right from the jump against reeling Kansas State.
He already has 11 on the game. And another turnover by K-State. Here's an easy two by Butler.
On ESPN, the Bears did not look back after jumping out to a 36-5 lead to start the game, bulldozing K-State 107-59. Following their upset win over Wisconsin, a late rally helped number 13 Ohio State avoid a letdown against Penn State.
Top of the circle, Young gets it left wing, Suing. Drives the left baseline, goes to the hoop, lays it in, and he's fouled. Basket counts just as Suing.
On Learfield, IMG College, the Buckeyes climbed out of an 8-point hole and held off the Nittany Lions 83-79. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
No weather-related school postponements or cancellations to report this morning. Thursday night basketball action, Kansas Jayhawks pregame 6:30, tip-off at 7 on FM 95.5. Marysville girls tip-off versus Atchison in the Hiawatha Invitational. Round about 7:30 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Friday feature games in the Twin Valley Lake. Hanover tips off at Centralia. Girls and boys play live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on demand.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA yesterday announced a temporary suspension of past due debt collections and foreclosures for distressed borrowers under the Farm Storage Facility Loan and Direct Farm Loan programs. The measures are to provide relief to farmers during the COVID-19 pandemic. USDA will temporarily suspend those non-judicial foreclosures, debt offsets, or wage garnishments, and referring foreclosures to the Department of Justice. USDA has extended deadlines for producers to respond to loan servicing actions, including loan deferral considerations for financially distressed and delinquent borrowers. In addition, for the guaranteed loan program, flexibility has been made to lenders to assist in servicing their customers. The announcement expands previous action to lessen financial hardship. According to USDA data, more than 12,000 borrowers, approximately 10% of all borrowers, eligible for the relief. The temporary suspension is in place until further notice and expected to continue while national COVID-19 disaster declarations are in place. The Senate Ag Committee has scheduled a confirmation hearing for Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. The committee will meet Tuesday morning to consider the nomination. Committee leadership, Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow and Arkansas Republican John Boozman made the announcement yesterday. Vilsack expected to enjoy a smooth confirmation process overall. Vilsack previously served as Ag Secretary for all 8 years of the Obama administration, then headed up the U.S. Dairy Export Council. The Iowa native brought support from agriculture in returning to USDA, but a coalition of progressive groups, including the Food and Water Watch and Progressive Democrats of America, urging senators to block the confirmation, claiming that Vilsack is in the pocket of Big Ag. Last week, President Biden assigned Kevin Shea, the acting secretary, until Vilsack is confirmed by the Senate. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Cattle producers, make one trip to Valley Vet Supply for all your calving equipment. Get great prices on Ratchapole and Dr. Frank's calf pullers. Check out the calf resuscitator kit and other OB accessories. When you warm up and dry off those newborn calves with a Roy L Heat calf warmer, you'll wonder how you got along without it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 5. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
KNDY.
Market update, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it was not a good day for Kansas City wheat on Wednesday. We saw some tough going there. Started okay, but got sideways pretty quickly and never recovered. March KCWE down 4.25 at 636 and three quarters. May down 4.75 at 639 and a half. In fact, all three of the wheat markets saw issues. Chicago and Minneapolis followed along lower as well. Just not the best market news for wheat early on Wednesday, and that had an impact all over the rest of the day. So not a good day for wheat on Wednesday. March corn finished up 1.75 at 534. May up 1.75.
1.5 at 5.35 and a quarter. March soybeans up 4.5 at 13.74 and 3 quarters. May beans up 3 and 3 quarters at 13.73 and a quarter. We did see some mixed numbers with the products. March soybean meal was at 436.60, up a dime, but everything else was lower. May was down a dime at 433.70. Bean oil was strong all the way across. March bean oil up 61 points at 44.52. May up 57 at 43.69. Things in the livestock complex were kind of grim. February live cattle down 55 at 116.45. Then April and all the remaining months also lower. March feeder cattle down 140 at 140.07. April down 120 at 143.07. So not a good look for cattle by any stretch of the imagination. Hogs were mixed, but mostly lower. The early contract, February hogs up 12 cents at 70.57. But after that, things got pretty bleak pretty quick. April hogs down 65 at 76.30. And all the other numbers were down by at least 40 cents. So not a good look for hogs all in all. Cotton had kind of a tough day as well. March cotton down 87 points at 80.84. May was down 82 at 81.99. So mixed numbers as we wrapped up the day Wednesday in the futures markets. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Thursday sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Early consignment listings today include 42 spring calving cows running age, 6 spring calving cows running age, 5 black and baldy spring calving cows, 4 to 6 years, first calf heifer. Also selling 60 Hereford steers nevers weighing 475 to 7, 100 black and white faced steers nevers 5 to 7, 14 black heifers 5 to 7, 30 black steers nevers 5 to 7, 7 black and red steers nevers 5 to 7 with 45 weighing 5 to 7. 25 mixed steers nevers 5 to 7. 75 black steers nevers 5 to 8. 82 weighing 5 to 850. 20 black steers 5 to 850. 85 Hereford steers and heifers weighing 5.5 to 7. 15 black steers nevers 575 to 650. 85 Hereford steers and heifers 575 to 675. Another 16 weighing in that same range. 10 black and white faced steers, 6 to 7. 88 black and baldy steers, nevers, 6 to 7. 70 Hereford cross steers, 650 to 7. 17 black steers, nevers, 675 to 775. 60 red steers, 875 to 9. And 120 black steers weighing 925 pounds. Well over 1,000 head of cattle for the sale today. Start time 10:30. A reminder, the cafe is open at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Does the full moon portend good or ill fortune? We will look at what the lunar lore has to say on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 28th, the 28th day of the year. Actor Elijah Wood has a birthday, and 99 years ago, Chicago got an NFL franchise team and chose the name the Bears. January's full wolf moon shines tonight, a good time to revisit the legend, lore, and superstitions surrounding the full moon. A Thursday full moon has no special meaning, but if it falls on Saturday or Sunday, prepare for bad luck. Good luck awaits if it shines on a Monday. Moving into a new home under a full moon will bring prosperity. Pointing at the moon over your shoulder is asking for trouble, as is sleeping in the moonlight. And one piece of lore says exposing a newborn to the waxing moon will give it strength. We wouldn't recommend it in January, though. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. 25 degrees in Marysville this morning. Cold temperatures, low to mid-30s yet today, and still some slick spots with the recent snowpack. No weather-related postponements or cancellations to report.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Davion Mitchell made 7 3-pointers while scoring a career-high 31 points. Mikal Teague added 18 points, and number 2 Baylor rolled past Kansas State yesterday 107-59. Nigel Pack had 11 points for the now 5-12 Kansas State Wildcats, which have lost their last 8 games. On tap on the college hardwood tonight, the KU Jayhawks and TCU Horned Frogs meet up at 7 o'clock this evening. The Jayhawks back in action on Saturday as they'll square off with the Tennessee Volunteers. Then next Tuesday, it's the Sunflower Showdown with K-State and KU hitting the hardwood in a matchup to tip off at 7 p.m. Pro Football Hall of Famer and Good Morning America host Michael Strahan has tested positive for COVID-19 and is self-quarantining. Strahan is currently not experiencing any severe symptoms from COVID-19. TMZ was the first to report about Strahan testing positive. Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday night basketball action. Kansas Jayhawks pregame 6:30. Tip off at 7 on FM 95.5. Marysville girls tip off versus Atchison in the Hiawatha Invitational. Round about 7:30 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Friday feature games in the Twin Valley Lake. Hanover tips off at Centralia. Girls and boys play live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on demand.
KNDY.
Be lying if I said I never prayed for this. I can show you here and now how much love you've missed. That you're sad, I know that sounds so wrong, but darling, you must know the pain's gone on too long. Coming out of the pain, let me dry your tears. Feels you're shattered when it breaks, and if you believe in me, it'll be your last mistake. I can't stop the wind, and I can't stop the rain, but I can promise you that I can stop your pain. Coming out of the pain, let me dry your tears. He's been gone for days.
up to the silence in a room where I once heard good morning, dear. I never thought I'd miss the early morning smell of hairspray in the air and all the little things I used to take for granted. Now I miss them most of all. Ain't it funny how a woman walking out the door can bring a man to crawl? And I'd surrender all to bring you back to me. Give up everything I own. Get down on my hands and knees just to hear the phone.